Hey, Lily. Before Surf's Up Susie can go out with Surf's Up Dave, you need to know the golden rule of dating. He who has the gold gets the date.
Lily, don't listen to her. You are a powerful, independent, free-thinking woman capable of buying yourself anything you need. Stand tall against the totalitarian testosterone conspiracy.
What's your problem?
Hello, ladies. Hello, honey bunny.
Hello, sweetie, weedy peepee.
Way to stand tall, honey bunny.
What's going on?
Well, after hearing Karen explain dating to Lily, I'm about to have a stroke.
Oh, well, it's a good thing Dr. Halkey's in the house.
Uh-huh. Ooh, kisses.
Hi, good news. New dishes we ordered finally arrived. Anything new going on here?
Yeah, Rich and Dana are going to have a baby!
Lily, could you tell Mommy again what you just told me about Rich and Dana?
Sure, Mommy. I said Rich and Dana are going to have a baby!
You're a dead man.
No, Frank. Just wait. Let's get all the facts before we kill him.
Whoa, Mom. I don't know where she got this idea, but I am definitely not pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know where she got that. I mean, it'd probably be easier to break into Fort Knox. Well, that is if I even wanted to break into Fort Knox, which I wouldn't even dream of doing anything like that until Fort Knox and I are married.
Smooth, Rich.
Lily, honey, come here.
Okay, Mommy.
Okay, now, you tell Mommy why you think that Rich and Dana are going to have a baby.
Because Rich and Dana were kissing, and my friend Joey said, that's how you make a baby.
Oh, I am so glad this little misunderstanding is over. Dana and I are just, yeah, we'll be leaving now. Together, but in a very platonic way. You know, it's completely unsexual. I won't even think about her naked.
Lily, your friend Joey was wrong. Babies do not come from kissing.
Then where do they come from?
I'll handle this one, honey. I pretty well have the where do babies come from speech down pat. Come here, honey. You can just sit right up here with Daddy. Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay, now, when a mommy and a daddy want a baby, they go to this big magical cabbage patch. And it's ruled by a royal queen and her elves.
Frank, I'll handle this.
Now, honey, I'm just getting to the part where the babies come down the rainbow. It's okay.
Frank! Oh, Lily, forget what Daddy said about the cabbage patch. All right, Mommy is going to tell you where babies come from.
Carol, you can't tell her that.
Frank, our daughter has asked an honest question. I'm going to give her an honest answer.
I want Daddy to tell me where babies come from. I love when Daddy explains things.
Okay, Daddy.
So the question is, where do babies come from?
Right.
And the answer is, babies come from Mommy's tummy, Deanne. Whoa, look at this car.
Is this your car?
How does the baby get into the mommy's tummy?
Okay, I see that you want a complete explanation. The baby gets into Mommy's tummy because that's where the seed is planted. Oh, look, it's 3 o'clock. Who wants to go to the toy store?
I do. Right after you tell me how the seed gets into the mommy's tummy.
By Mr. Bickley, Daddy's Dream, Saratoga, Bandit Bob, and Susie Q bringing up the rear.
Bonjour, bonjour. As we say out on the range, howdy, boys. You're a dancing girl.
Ain't no dancing girl. I'm a hoedown boy.
Come on, go, Mr. Bickley. Yeah, check that out. You can kiss your butt goodbye, sucker.
I see you two are watching the races. Perhaps one of you would like to ask me how come I'm wearing this dashing urban cowboy outfit and squinting into the wind?
Not really. Chitty and I are kind of busy. He's going to owe me a buck when Mr. Bickley blows dancing girl off the track.
Well, you're both very rude, and you're both very wrong. The winner of this race will be Susie Q. Don't flick your phlegm at me.
She's dead last.
No, that's just because she likes to sprint from the rear of the pack. Any moment, she's going to make her move, run to the outside, and win by 3 lengths.
Yeah, right, and Demi Moore looks good bald.
And down the home stretch they come. Wow, Susie Q's making a move. She's going to the outside and really turning it on. And Susie Q wins by 3 lengths.
Look, that was amazing. How did you know that she was going
to
win?
Because I used to own and breed racehorses before my ex-wife took them all away from me. She likes to take things away from me. I like to take things away from her. Like her lungs. Thank God I'm not bitter. Now, last chance. Is anyone in this room going to ask me how come a Frenchman like me is dressed like Roy Rogers?
Okay, Jean-Luc, why are you dressed like Roy Rogers?
I really don't feel like telling you right now. However, if you insist on knowing, I'm going line dancing at the Golden Spur. Yes, indeedy do. Country line dancing is super extra fantastic. One man gets to dance with 12 women. And I have only one thing to say about that. Rawhide.
Time is over. Now it's time for show and tell. I want you to break up into your show and tell groups and take turns sharing something special with your classmates.
I want to go first.
No, I want to go first. I got it wrong.
So I'm going to tell where babies come from.
I don't even know that.
Babies come from kissing. No way, Joey. Kissing's just part one.
Well, what's part two?
That's the really good part. I'll use these dolls to show you. Now watch. This is gonna blow your mind.
Bye, Mason.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, sweetheart. Ooh. Did you have a good day?
No.
Why not?
Joey's not allowed to play at our house anymore. His daddy told him we have a dirty family.
Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Lambert, I think I can explain why Joey's parents are so upset. You see, today at Show and Tell, Lily told her little friends all about the birds and the bees.
Ooh, Lily, why don't you get your coat and gather your things, okay?
Okay.
There you go. Listen, I am really sorry about this.
Oh, don't worry. These things with kids happen all the time.
Yes, I know, but I don't want Lily to lose a friend over this.
Well, I'm sure we can get this all straightened out. Why don't I set up a meeting between you folks and Joey's parents?
Oh, thank you. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Mommy, Daddy, could you help me dress my dolls? Now that they're done making a baby, they should wear clothes.
Yes, they should. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay, translate this phrase into French. You have a handsome son.
Okay, okay. Vous avez. A beau.
Just say ah.
Ah. Vous avez un beau fesse.
Okay, perfect. Except for one thing. Instead of telling me that I have a handsome son, you told me that I have a handsome buttock.
Sorry.
That's okay. I get that a lot.
Check it out. We're rich.
Suit the law. That's a lot of cash.
Yep. We went to that track in Chicago, bet on the horse you told us about, and cleaned house.
Ooh. Oh, man, it was so easy. We went back, we bet on some more races, and picked 3 more winners. Man, I feel so in tune with horses, I feel like I'm...
Hard horse.
Yes.
And I know which part.
Listen, guys, are you sure you want to gamble away all your money like this?
Absolutely. We're natural pony players. Tomorrow, we're going to empty out our college fund and make a big killing at the track.
You can't do that.
Hey, it's my life. It's my college money. I'll do what I want.
Okay, fine. You're an idiot.
Normally, yes, but not necessarily when it comes to horse racing. Now, listen, guys. There's a horse going off tomorrow at 50-1 odds called Thunderbolt. It's a sure thing. Now, at those odds, if you bet all of your college money, you will be rich.
What do you say?
I say if we hurry, we can clean out our college fund before the bank closes.
Yes.
Money. Jean-Luc, are you nuts?
No, don't worry. Look, I'm in total control. I know exactly what I'm doing.
Well, good, because right now it sounds like you're thinking with your beau fesse.
That was very rude. Congratulations, you are now officially French.
Hey, Jean-Luc, how come you want us to meet you in a laundry?
Shh, shh, shh. This is not a laundry, it's a bookie joint.
This is a bookie joint?
Shh. Lots of criminal activities occur in laundries. Haven't you ever heard the phrase laundering money? Now, I'm going to go over and tell my bookies that you're with me. So wait here and don't touch anything. What did I just say? I said don't touch anything. Okay, are you ready?
These the pigeons we're going to scare.
Wait.
Bring on the meat.
Hey, JT. Hey, Jean-Luc. Those nice pants you got there.
Now, we're in. How much money do you want to bet?
Well, including all our college money, we got
$2,300. $2,300? Spit on $2,300. You want to win big, you got to bet big money. I say you bet $10,000.
But we don't have $10,000.
Yeah, what if we lose?
You don't have to worry about losing. It's a sure thing. You definitely do not need the money.
You know something? He's right. But as long as we're going to go this big, let's bet $50,000.
Now you're talking. $50,000. Because at 50-1 odds, that will make you millionaire.
What do you say, Rich? You want to be millionaire?
We?
Okay, follow me. Okay, boys. These are my friends, Jetty and Rich.
How you doing? Rich Helke. Nice to meet
JT.
You.
Wow.
This one's clean. No gun, no wire.
Ditto. Well, we'd like to bet $50,000 on Thunderbolt to win in the fifth race.
How are a couple snot-nosed punks like you going to come up with 50 large?
Oh, they're good for it. I, Jean-Luc Reberou, will vouch for them. And I spit on anyone who won't accept my voucher.
Okay, we got you down for 50.
Could we get a receipt for that?
I'm very trustworthy.
And you have very lovely hands, too. Our horse is dead last.
Yeah, calm down, maybe he's just pacing himself. Come on, go, Thunderbolt!
And at the clubhouse turn, it's Whiskey Pete, followed by Amy's Pride, Shadow, Babyface. Here comes Cuban Cigar, and Thunderbolt is falling way behind the rest of the pack.
Pacing himself, he's limping!
And turning into the home stretch, and for some reason, Thunderbolt is slowing down.
Oh, dear God, he's stopping to pee! He landed in a flea bag. We got 50 grand on this race.
Shadow, a very close third. Wow, here's something you don't see very often. They're bringing out a truck to take Thunderbolt off the track.
Okay, boys, the bet was 50,000. Now pay up.
Might have a little bit of a problem here to see because we don't actually have $50,000.
Well, how much you got then?
$2,300. That perhaps we could work out an easy payment plan for the rest.
How about this for an easy payment plan? I squeeze your head until the money comes out your eyeballs.
Jean-Luc? I think we have a little problem.
You think you have a problem? I forgot to put in fabric softener.
Let's shake the money out of the little creeps.
Good idea.
Which side of your face do you want the crease on?
Give me the rest of my money, you little creep!
I told you we don't have it! No, God, please, please just get me out of this. I swear I'll never gamble again.
Me too, me too!
Okay, Frankie, let's teach him a lesson.
No!
On three.
Oh, no.
Ready, one, two, three!
Hey, what's going on here?
You, my friends, have been stung.
What do you mean, this was all a setup?
Frankie and Tony just work here. Do you think that I, Jean-Luc Reberou, would just stand by while you screw away all your college money on gambling?
So these guys aren't really gonna kill us?
Not as long as you promise never to gamble again.
Hey, no problem there.
Hey, you got that right. Oh, John Lupin. You guys, you were cool. This was great, man. You really had us going very funny.
You touch me again and I'll crush your head like a walnut.
You got it. See ya.
Oh, well, this is great, honey. First these people think we're sick, and now they leave us waiting here.
Calm down, Frank. Miss Crawford was nice enough to set up this meeting with Joey's parents. You know, we shouldn't judge them before we meet them.
Yeah, but I just hate the idea of some miserable old stuck-up fuddy-duddies not allowing their kid to play with Lily.
Hi. Hi. I'm Devin. This is Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi. Do you go to high school down the street?
No, we're Joey's parents.
Oh, we were expecting adults.
Oh, no, we're adults. Tiffany is 24 and I'm 24 and a half.
Listen, I'm glad we got together to talk this out because we want you to understand our position. It's just we don't want our son knowing about things too soon.
Right, right. And frankly, we feel that telling a child about sex at such a young age is very irresponsible.
Irresponsible?
Mm-hmm.
All we did was tell our child the truth. I hardly think that's irresponsible.
Well, of course you don't. I mean, you know, you two are obviously from the hippie Woodstock generation where everything was free and easy. Look, obviously you people have no self-control. I mean, you know, seven children, what are you, rabbits?
You know, Skippy, you're starting to tick me off here.
My husband.
Well, your husband is a little twit.
Yeah? Well, yours is an old hippie.
Hey.
Take that back. He's not old.
Oh, Missy!
Everybody has to stop yelling and say their story. Yeah, me and Joey just wanted to play together.
Lily's my friend.
And Joey's my friend. Now say you're sorry.
Sorry.
Say it like you mean it.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
too.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. We just really have to find a way to work this out.
Look, we don't want to be unreasonable, but we just have certain opinions about how we want to raise our son.
Yeah, and you're entitled to those opinions, but we shouldn't let that get in the way of our children being friends.
Yeah, Mommy, please. Can I play at Lily's house?
Okay.
Yes!
You can play at Lily's house.
We can watch the Nature Channel.
The Nature Channel?
Oh, don't worry. It's Predator Week. There's no sex, just wild animals ripping each other's guts out.
Oh, well, yeah, we're okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, I think Skippy there was potty trained a tad too early.
Look, boys, you may have learned your lesson about gambling. But if you're gonna make it in this man's world, there's something else you need to know.
What's that?
One word. Laundry.
What's the big deal? You just toss it all in the washing machine.
You say one more stupid thing and I'm gonna spin you over my head again. Now listen up, you yutzes. You wanna separate your denim and your other heavy items from your light cottons and unmentionables.
Why?
So you can add the appropriate fabric softener, you dipstick. Look, if you don't treat your delicates right, they will be rough and abrasive against your sensitive skin. Now, you may not know it by looking at me, but I chafe easily. And when I chafe, you do not want to be around me. Right, Frankie?
Oh, yeah. He's impossible.